Here's a ray of hope about the outbreak. The number of new cases of COVID-19 in China continues to drop. Still, the threat remains. Chinese officials worry it may now come from outside its borders. So yesterday, China blocked almost all foreigners from entering the country. But inside China, things are heading in a different direction. After 2 months, restrictions are being lifted, and life is slowly returning to normal. Rebecca Canther is a reporter in Shanghai and told me what life is like there now.
When I took my daughter to the park, I asked, do I need to have a temperature check? Because I did when I went to the park last week. And they said, nope, not anymore. But they did ask me to wear a mask. And inside the park, everyone was wearing their masks, keeping distance from other people. And there were signs saying, please do not congregate. Do not sit around and chat with each other. Do not dance. Do not play checkers. So they're trying to keep people from congregating in large numbers. But they also want people to, you know, be getting outside and getting some fresh air.
Don't dance? I mean, what if you're 6 feet apart? Come on.
Those are the rules.
So what does all this mean for the mood right now in Shanghai? Is it one of relief or kind of hesitation? People not quite sure if the coast is clear.
I think people are cautiously optimistic. I mean, I think there's two things going on. One is feeling that, okay, there hasn't been a domestic case in Shanghai for a while, but there's a little bit of anxiety about, okay, is there going to be a new wave of infection?
Just remind us, Rebecca, how long were restrictions in place in Shanghai, and how were they different than, say, in Wuhan, the origin of the virus?
Oh, very different. In Wuhan, it's like a total lockdown, and that lockdown will go on until April 8th. And people there really have been inside, unable to go outside for, you know, the past 2 months. In Shanghai, going to public places, you have to wear a mask, you had to have temperature checks, all those things were in place. And those are still in place, but they're a little bit more relaxed. Every day when I go back home and go through the gates outside my apartment complex, I must stop and have my temperature checked. And that's for every person that goes in there, whether they live there or whether they're visiting. And that's in every compound throughout the city.
That's incredible.
There's somebody always out there. Yeah.
You're in touch with people in Wuhan. I mean, the lockdown there started in late January. So by the time it's lifted, they'll have been in lockdown for over 2 months. How are they holding up?
I think they cannot wait for April 8th to come. I spoke with one person who has been inside for a very long time, and she finally was able to go to the grocery store after a long, long time without going. And she said she felt like a bird out of a cage. You know, she felt just like she was free again. So I think people are optimistic, but then still worried about it because they don't know whether to trust the numbers or not trust the numbers.
And Rebecca, how did it feel for you and your kids to get outside?
I've been going outside quite a bit because you can't stay inside the whole time. It's just you do have to get outside. It's good for your mental health. But being able to meet up with friends and feel more free, it definitely feels good. It just feels a little bit relaxed.
We hope this is a trend. Reporter Rebecca Canther in Shanghai. Thanks very much.
Thank you.